And welcome back. The end of the year is typically a time for summing up the previous 12 months. So it was with our friends at Sauce Magazine, who are making lists and checking them twice. They've come up with a listing of the top 12 best new restaurants of 2017, and an eclectic list it is. Joining us in studio are managing editors Catherine Cleaney and Heather Hughes, and art director Meera Nagarajan. Thank you, ladies, so much for being with us. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays.
Thanks, you too.
So I'll start with you, Catherine. What makes a best restaurant?
Sure. So every year, really all year, we're working on this issue. It's our December issue, and it's our annual list of best new restaurants. And the criteria are fairly simple and straightforward, but we get very detailed toward the end. Restaurants had to be open between November 15th of 2016 and November 1st of 2017. The majority of what we ate and drank had to be memorable and delicious. The restaurant had to offer something unique or special to the St. Louis dining scene, something that made it stand out from every other pizza place, for example, or every other shawarma place. The execution had to be technically skilled, but also be consistent. You know, it could be good one time, but is it good four times? Is it good five times? A really pleasant atmosphere, friendly, inviting service were important factors. But at the end of the day, how badly did we want to go back and eat this food? And I can safely say that for all of them, especially after this issue, we've been trying to hit all of them fairly frequently.
Heather, it's pretty subjective, isn't it?
It is. It's subjective. We try to, I mean, there are certain lines that they all have to be between the November 15th to November 1st opening dates and things like that. We try to address each place on its own terms, on what it's trying to do. So on this list, there is a couple fine dining places that have tasting menus, but there's also a food truck, and that's pretty high on the list because what Bulk and Treat Box is a food truck, and what they're trying to do, they do incredibly well. They make bread on their truck. The food is delicious. We talk about it all the time. That's one of the things that if it comes to the Sauce office, we are clamoring. And that's that really means something because we eat a lot of food all the time.
We do.
So it's things that, you know, if you're telling a friend where should you go if you're in St. Louis, these are the ones that we would say. And without caveat, I think that's a good criteria.
Meera, the time frame would suggest the reason Shake Shack is not on the list because it's just open. I understand people are waiting in line now 6 hours.
I was in Central West End yesterday about 2:30, and I think the line was still out the door. So.
But it is worth it, and it's a fun experience. And, yeah, there are a lot of restaurants that missed that window, but we'll be sure to cover them in the future.
Yeah, and we have a couple of new ones opening we'll get to a little bit later. Well, let's go to the three best restaurants of the year. Heather, I think you're going to start with that.
Yeah, I want to talk about the number one best new restaurant of the year, which is Vicia in the Cortex. We've talked about them before, and we've spoken with Michael and Tara Galina, the owners, on this program, actually. They came back to St. Louis. Michael grew up here. To open this restaurant. They were at Blue Hill at Stone Barns, which is one of the best restaurants in the world, and they opened one of the best restaurants in St. Louis. Like what we were talking about before, addressing a place on its own terms, Vicia tries to do more than any other restaurant that opened this year. They have a fast casual counter service lunch. They have a full tasting menu, and they have a family-style mains and snacks a la carte dinner menu as well. They're doing a ton of different things, and the way that their menu is organized is super impressive because the concept of their restaurant is it's vegetable-forward, so they're focusing more on vegetables as a star than just a meat-centric thing. They're truly farm-to-table. They get in produce and meat and product from farms every single day. But they're also working really hard to reduce waste in their kitchen. So that means they use every part of even the vegetables that they're using on the menu. So they use vegetable tops that some places would just compost or throw away to make pesto. They use scraps from the charcuterie that they make to put together these little tacos. And when they make one dish on one part of the menu, like if they're making a pear salad on the dinner menu, they'll use pear scraps to make a puree to go with something on the tasting menu. So it's hard enough to open a new restaurant and to make a menu and to order for that. But the fact that they're putting in all of these, it's extra work to do that. And they're not just doing it, but they're making some of the best food in this city. That's really the point. This food, some of the stuff is super simple. Like one of my very favorite things that I ate there was at the tasting menu. They have a fire course where you walk up to this wood fire grill, which is really fun. And when I was there, the course had burst tomatoes, whipped ricotta, just like a really creamy cheese, and then young garlic that was roasted into kind of a paste where you drag it out on this flatbread. And all of that, it's like, you know, that's a appetizer you'd have at home. But it like punched me in the face. It was so good. It's like you want to like bathe in this garlic. It's like the best thing you've ever tasted, and it's just garlic. So what they do is just enough to bring out every single thing that's good in the very simple ingredients that they're doing. And that is not easy to do. Besides the fact that it's just a gorgeous restaurant, the design is beautiful. I tried to work this into the article, but the best analogy that I found, which is a little silly, is that to me it feels like the cast of Big Little Lies. Oh, it's like, sorry, I'm the only one who's into this analogy. but it's like high-end casual. You know, it's like it's wearing a button-down white shirt and jeans, but you just know that that one outfit costs more than your entire wardrobe. Mm-hmm. It feels like, very nice in there.
All right. And that's number one on your list.
Number one, yes.
All righty. And that's Vicia, and it's in the Cortex district. All right. Provado. Next.
Provado. So Provado was our number two restaurant of the year. Now, Provado opened pretty recently, I want to say late October. And the concept sounds like something very snooty. It's this weekends-only restaurant. It's only open Fridays and Saturdays. It's reservations only. And it's a 12 to 15 course tasting menu that changes every single time you go there. But it's really fun and relaxed. It feels like that. Yeah, I described it as sort of sneaking into a restaurant on the chef's day off, and he just happened to be there, so he made you a bunch of great food. Mm-hmm. You go in, you get to hang out by the kitchen, you get to talk to the kitchen staff. Everything's very relaxed. The music is fun and has this mix of like classic rock and blues and jazz. And what I really like about it is that the singularity of the meal that you're having. Nobody else is ever going to have this experience again. Mm. And it feels very exclusive. It feels very special. And Mike Randolph is the chef there, and he has done diversion dinners, what he calls diversion dinners, and they're pop-ups very similar to this concept for a few years now. And he's a very creative person, and he's constantly motivated by changing everything. And so this environment really gives him a place to play and just be an artist and have a great time and invite people into that space. So it's a very fun, intimate experience. There are a few other ways you can experience Provado. There's the bar seating is open to the general public on those days, so you can come in and grab a seat at the bar. Mira, you had that experience, right?
Yeah, if you're familiar with Randolphi's, which used to be in that space, or the Good Pie, which was in that space before it became Randolphi's, there's a number of dishes that were really popular there, like their risotto, for example, or their cacio e pepe. And you can still experience those dishes at the bar because some people were just fond of that restaurant and they kept it in a small way. And it's nice because if you're not up for going to a multi-course dinner, which can take a long period of time, you can just sneak into the bar and just hang out and have a quick bite to eat too. And it's just as good quality and thoughtful and careful as like what they do for Provado. So I think it's kind of the best of both worlds. And I think that's nice, too, because the chefs get to express their creativity and then also still at the same time satisfy people who are loyal customers.
Do you have anything to add to that, Catherine? Or should we move along to Grace?
No, I think, yeah, it's a great place, but there's lots more to talk about.
Well, let's go back to Mira then for Grace Meat and Three, which is the most unusual name on the list, I think.
Well, I didn't know what a meat and three was, but apparently it originated from this idea of a main meat dish and three sides. So the name Grace Meat and Three comes from that concept. And Rick and Elissa Lewis, they're a husband and wife co-owner team extraordinaire. And they, Rick Lewis actually was at Southern, which where if you've had the fried chicken at Southern, you will remember it for quite a time. I mean, that's kind of like the staple dish at Grace Meat and Three is the fried chicken. And it is delicious. And it comes, and the menu is chock full of a lot of like kind of Southern, you know, soul food inspired dishes. Like they have meatloaf, they have
fried green tomatoes,
ribs,
yeah, bologna
smoked
sandwiches,
turkey legs, like anything that's that kind of rich, stick to your ribs kind of food. They have a a beautiful version of that. His background, Rick Lewis's background, he was in a number of fine dining restaurants. If you're familiar with Monarch in Maplewood, for example, he was there. And so he kind of has this fine dining finesse, and combining that with this soul food, southern food, it's got a really unusual kind of concept to it. You know, everything is really refined and beautiful. And
that's,
you know,
what,
they have hummus.
That's what I was going to say, the hummus. It's he has all these beautiful meat dishes and really fun southern sides, but he also has little unexpected treats, like it's a harissa-spiced hummus dish that's served with pickled vegetables. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And
he
has not just southern food. That's
he has
like
a fried
really
mofu tofu.
Right.
Which is great. And a beautiful salad that's made with a charred onion vinaigrette. It's not just if you want something super heavy and traditional, it's like there's a little bit of surprise there for everybody.
Yeah,
so
I love,
if you're
though,
vegetarian.
Yeah, I was going to say, what I love is Rick doesn't take himself too seriously, though. Like, this is not a seated, plated course meal like the VC Improvato. This
right.
is a walk up to the counter, order your food. It comes on a cafeteria tray with whatever you've picked out. Mm-hmm. And Rick's, he doesn't take himself too seriously. His mac and cheese has $9 a pound Gouda. It also has Velveeta mm-hmm. because that's what makes mac and cheese creamy. He says, like, you can't get around that. So he doesn't, it's fun. It's playful. It's relaxed. It's very, very chill in there. It's a good time.
Talk about comfort food, macaroni and cheese and meatloaf. You're there, folks.
And you still get two more sides. Yeah, it's a meat right. and three.
Oh, wow.
And there's desserts.
Full,
wonderful
sure.
And
desserts.
And there's desserts. We could talk about that all day.
Yeah. Well, let's move along. We've got a number to cover, and we'll go to the High Point Drive-In, which is one of the hottest places in town and has been for a while.
Yeah, also has very long lines.
Yeah.
Still
yeah.
happening at the High Point Drive-In. This is... It's my favorite. Oh, Mike Johnson. This is Mike Johnson's newest concept. It is a burger place, obviously. It also has a wider menu. There are a lot of dishes available for vegetarians or the more health conscious. They have like a salmon banh mi sandwich. They have a grain salad. It's a really great place to go if you want a burger and you also have people who want to eat something else. That said, I only get the burger. They have smash patties, which is my favorite thing. They have a build-your-own option. They have some, like, wacky specials, too.
I got the Guac Nest Monster, which is a avocado deep-fried in this, like, Funyun. I don't know. They crumble up Funyuns and coat it on the avocado and deep-fry it, and it's delicious. And they had wine in a can. I mean, I don't know if it was the best quality wine, but it's in a can and you're in this casual place and it's really fun and laid back. And even though the line looks intimidating because it's usually a long line, it goes by pretty fast, I would say.
Well, Mike Johnson owns Sugarfire Smokehouse. So he's got that assembly line order system down and he carried that over to High Point as well. So it's a quick moving line.
Pizza Head.
Pizza Head opened in on South Grand. This is, if anybody remembers Pizzioli, which was in Soulard. That's owner Scott Sandler. So he opened that place. It was Neapolitan. Mm-hmm. And Scott's obsessed with getting the details right. Like, the man will stay in his kitchen until 2, 3 in the morning getting the perfect crust down. So we knew when he opened a New York-style pizza place, it was going to be a good pizza place. Mm-hmm. This is a punk-themed, vegan-friendly pizzeria on South Grand. The crust he does there is toothsome. It's got just a little bit of char. It's a really great crust. But the menu is super simple. You can either get a pizza by the slice, just like a New York pizzeria, or a whole 22-inch pie. I'm a sucker for the classic cheese and pepperoni slice. Now, the pepperoni is vegan, but in my opinion, you wouldn't know it. It's the flavor's spot on. But the vegan cheese pizza, which is a cashew-based cheese, is like a godsend to any vegan pizza people who've been desperately craving something in St. Louis.
It's, and I have to say, it's the deals that make this
are
more
fun.
Special.
Yeah.
You can get two huge slices. These are New York style slices.
They're gigantic.
Enormous. Two and a pint of beer for $8. Mm. You get a 20-inch cheese pizza with four Tallboy stags, which I think is a nice touch, for $25. That's crazy. It's a really good place to bring a bunch of people mm-hmm. and eat pretty cheaply.
Where is it located?
It is on South Grand.
South Grand. Mm-hmm. Okay. So moving along, the Pizza Head we just talked about, URB?
Yeah.
The Herb.
It's Urban Research Brewery. That's what it stands for. And I think the spirit of this place is really about just being adventurous and trying things that you haven't before. And it's a place where they are researching their beer. They're kind of putting out new...
They is Urban Chestnut.
Urban Chestnut. And they're putting out beer that they haven't sold, and it's stuff that they're working on. So you get to go up to the bar, you get a sample, you can try it and give your comments and feedback about what you thought of it. And I think in that same vein, their pizza is like that too. It's this beautiful crust. Andy Fair is their chef there. And he has this wonderful dough. It's kind of like a springy, bouncy dough. Mm-hmm.
They call it a cross between a Neapolitan and a New York style.
And it's naturally leavened. It's very chewy, but it's not the kind of chewy where you have to rip your teeth out to get through that crust. It's very soft.
And they use kind of inventive ingredients. Like, I had a sunchoke pizza there. I mean, where are you going to have a sunchoke pizza in St. Louis?
International specials. Like, I tried a Thai pie made with spicy chicken and peanut sauce. And it doesn't just sound good. You know, sometimes... some of those specials, it's like, oh, that sounds amazing, and then it's just okay.
This is as good as it sounds.
It was really, really well done. And they make their own Italian sausage, which that's my favorite thing. It's the Italian sausage was perfect.
I mean, if you've had any of the food at Urban Chestnut and you know how good it is, it's that same similar quality of food. It's going to be a good experience.
Only 2 minutes left, and we've got a number to cover. I don't think we can get to them all. Does somebody want to read through this list? And we've got Noodle House, the St. Louis Soup and Dumplings, Shawarma King, Balkan Treat. Yeah, and anything you want to say quickly about that? Because I know you want to get some reader feedback.
Well, sure. So reader, first of all, you can pick up the December issue. It has all 12 places. You can check it out online as well, saucemagazine.com. We want reader feedback. People can vote in our Sauce Facebook poll for the People's Choice Award. If you go to our Facebook page, Sauce Magazine, you'll find a photo album where each restaurant has its own photo. The restaurant with the most likes by December 22nd will win the People's Choice Award. So I think right now it's Grace Meat and Three and Shawarma King are very, very close. So they're in the lead.
I think we should say what our favorite dishes of the year was.
Okay, well, to do it quickly, that would be great. We can do it in a minute.
I would say the veggie platter at Shawarma King. Shawarma King is in the Del Mar Loop. It's a steal of a deal, and you get a ton of food, and it's expertly done.
I'll say that's the one thing that we probably eat the most from this entire list of bestie restaurants. We're at Shawarma King all the time. My favorite is probably the first course of the tasting menu at Vicia. They shower you with like 8 little bites that are all perfectly composed and incredibly well done.
And I'm going to throw out the lacquered halibut at Polite Society. It's not on the menu right now, but it is probably the best piece of fish I've had this year.
And we should also mention Polite Society, which is also relatively new and doing very, very
and
well.
And also on the best new restaurant list.
And the best new restaurant. Again, a lot more information than we had time for, but go to Sauce Magazine. It's all
Absolutely.
There. Thank you so much for being with us. Catherine Claney, Heather Hughes, and Mira Nagarajan, thank you. So good to see you all.
You too.
Thank you.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Have a great holiday if we don't see you before then.
You too.
That does it for us for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening. I'm Don Marsh.